Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, it's almost Christmas, go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date's January 27th, 1955, and the title is Cattle Train. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Bavaro.
The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid and our exciting story, The Cattle Train. To a great extent, the Empire of the West grew out of the cattle business, and in turn, the early Western railroads prospered, for untold thousands of longhorns were shipped east by rail. Occasionally, there were more cattle to be shipped than there were cars available, which led to argument and sometimes bitter fighting. As our story opens, Barney Rankin, Cattle King, his flint-faced killer, Mose Dillon, and some of Barney's cowboys are riding towards the loading pen.
So the railroad's given John Sawyer a cattle car on my train, huh?
That's what I hear, Barney.
We'll see about that. Sawyer's business don't amount to peanuts. He ain't got 100 head of cattle all sold.
If I was you, I'd put him out of business, boss.
That's just what I'm going to do, Mose. Look, there's Sawyer now, him and that hand of his, herding them few cattle toward the pen.
Ain't you going to put up a kick to the railroad, Barney?
Sure I am. Later.
Now, what do you mean, later?
Right now, I'm going to point out to Sawyer that I won't stand for no competition in this here valley. All right, come on, boys. Let's get over there. Yeah.
Say the word, boss, and I'll gun them both down for you.
No, not yet. What I want you and the boys to do, first of all, is beat them up within an inch of their lives. Get down off that horse, Sawyer. You too, Beale.
What for?
Because I want to talk to you.
All right, Rankin. Get down, Ed.
Yep. Guess we better do the same, boys.
Whatever you got to say, Rankin, make it short. Ed and I got work to do before that train gets in.
I'll make it short. Your cattle ain't going on that train.
Who says so?
I say so.
I don't reckon you own the railroad, Rankin. I got my rental receipt from the road, and I aim to use the car.
Better change your mind.
Change my mind, nothing.
All right, boys, go after him.
Yeah, get him, boss.
Beat him off. Give it to him.
You coyote, Rankin.
That's the stuff, Mose. Gun whip him.
Get the other one.
There. That'll fix him. Leave him right there. They won't be in no shape to load them cattle. Now let's get out of here till train time.
Is the cattle scundry, Cisco?
Well, this is part of it, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
And I believe our friend, Senor John Sawyer, decided to settle here and raise some cattle.
We not see Senor Sawyer for a long time, Cisco.
No, it has been a long time, amigo. Uh-huh. But I will never forget how he took care of me when I caught pneumonia over in Adobe City.
Cisco not catch pneumonia.
Pneumonia.
Cisco not catch the pneumonia. Pneumonia catch Cisco.
Well, have it your own way, Pancho.
You do, you do.
In any event, I owe Senor Sawyer a debt of gratitude.
We stop to see Senor Sawyer, Cisco?
We will just about have time, amigo. The marshal to the south wants us to help him capture some bandidos in the hills.
Uh-huh.
But we will take the time to pay our respects to Senor Sawyer.
They're the railroad, Cisco.
Yeah, there are cattle in the loading pens. Perhaps some of those cattle belong to Senor Sawyer. Hey, Pancho, look.
Look what? Look what? Where?
Two men are just getting up off the ground.
Huh?
They've been hurt. Up there, come on.
Go, look, go now. Go, look, go.
They are barely able to stand up. One of them has fallen down again.
You look too fast like say you saw it, Cisco.
There is just who it is, Chico. Hold up. Ho.
Oh, look, ho, ho. Cisco, the other hombre draw the gun.
You two are more Rankin's men.
We do not know this Rankin, senor. We are friends of Senor Sawyer.
That's all right, Ed. This is Cisco Kid, Pancho. That scoundrel, Barney Rankin.
He jumped us and beat us up.
We had better get you home, Senor Sawyer. You need at least a full day's rest.
But I gotta load some cattle, Cisco.
Perhaps Pancho and I can help you, senor. You are in no condition to work. Come, we will take you home. You can tell us the story on the way.
Comes that train onto the siding, Barney.
Yeah. Well, I don't see no sign of John Sawyer or that hand of his.
After they come to, I guess they decided to keep out of your way.
They'll go on keeping out of my way if they're smart. All right, boys, get busy. Load them cattle up the ramp.
Hey, who are them two hombres riding up with Ed Beale?
I don't know. They're stopping to talk to the conductor. Come on, Mose, we're going over there.
Which is the car for Senor Sawyer's car, Senor Conductor?
It's the last car. You got Sawyer's papers?
See, right here. You may look at them.
Mm-hmm. Well, good enough, mister. Load them cattle in, and I'll give you a loading receipt. I want to get going. Now, hold the first four car, boys. We're picking up more of Mr. Rankin's cattle over across the mountain in Valley River.
Right.
We're packing up the caboose over there, too.
Well, let us get busy, Senor Ed.
Wait a minute. Only cattle going on this train are my cattle.
Who is this hombre, Senor Ed?
That's Rankin, Cisco.
Punching it like this Rankin hombre.
Oh, so he is the one who beat up you and Senor Sawyer, eh?
Yeah.
Will you repeat what you just said, hombre?
You heard what I said. Now get out of here.
Do not know who you talk to, hombre.
Senor Sawyer's cattle go on this car. Make no mistake about that.
Oh, no, they don't. Not unless you want to tangle with me.
Wasting no time with you either. Stand out of here.
Hey, let me go. By thunder, out.
You or what?
You find out, I'll...
See? I'm still waiting, hombre.
How'd you like to look at Cisco's guns, hombre?
I swear that's the fastest draw I ever saw in my life.
Hey, that is Cisco Kid.
Oh, so that's who you are, huh? All right, Cisco. You win for now.
Very well. Then you and this other maverick get out of our way.
Come on, boss.
Senor Ed, Pancho, come on, let's get to work.
He faced you down mighty quick, Mose.
I ain't through with Cisco yet, Barney. But I got an idea.
Yeah, what?
I'll go along on the train over to Valley River. And when we get on the upgrade, me and the boys will uncouple that last car. We'll show Sawyer one way or another.
Pancho, get that last steer up the ramp if you can.
Yes, Cisco. Pancho can. Hey, your cattle. Open the ramp, no? Vamos, pronto. Oh, please. Please, open the ramp, cattle. It will be Pancho, say, please. Still go up in the car.
Well, there you are, Senor Ed. Cattle are all loaded.
Sure am obliged to you, Cisco. You too, Pancho.
Well, we are glad we could help.
Yeah, happy, Senor Ed.
You are going with the cattle?
Yeah, that's right, Cisco.
Someone else should go with you.
Well, John Sawyer can't afford to send along another hand. It's just about breaking even as it is. But don't worry about me, Cisco. I can handle these few head of cattle even when we stop to let them out to graze.
I was not thinking about that, Senor.
Don't worry about any of Barney's mavericks jumping me. I got two good guns here, and I know how to use them.
I wish Pancho and I could go with you, but we cannot. We have to ride to the south as soon as possible.
All aboard!
Then, good luck to you, Senor Ed.
Si, good luck.
Let her go, Joe!
Trouble's all over now, Cisco.
Oh, no, Pancho.
No?
I have a feeling it is not all over.
Huh?
You know what I think we had better do?
What? What do you better do? What
I
better
think
do?
We had better ride our horses up the mountain trail along the railroad until that train gets over the top of the rise. Go on, Pancho.
Hey,
decided to come along too, Barney.
Yeah, thought I better. I need to supervise the loading of my cattle over in Valley River anyway.
Hey, you think we're far enough upgrade now?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so, Mose. Where's the conductor?
He's riding up ahead in the cab. They're picking up the caboose over in Valley River.
All right, then let's get out of this blasted cattle car.
We can go up the ladder and back over the top of the cars.
All right. Let's go.
You go on up the ladder, boss. I'll shut the door and then follow you up. All clear on top?
Yep. Come on up. Kind of hard to keep your footing up on these cars.
Yeah, take it easy. Just be careful you don't fall down between the cars.
All right. We only got one car to go. Most there now. Mose, you know how to uncouple Sawyer's car?
Sure do. I used to work for the railroad a long time ago.
All right. Be careful going down there. Ed Beale's riding that car with the cattle.
He won't see me. This won't take only a minute. She's uncoupled, Barney. Yeah, she'll lose headway in a minute and start down. When she hits that curve at the foot of the grade, she'll leave the track. Guess that'll end your competition, boss.
Cisco, Pancho, see two hombres at the top of the cars.
See, Pancho, I saw them too. They're making their way to the rear of the train.
Bad business, Cisco, no?
Oh, it could be, Chico. Train would have to make out around these bluffs so we can no longer see the train. Up, Diablo, come on.
Oh, look, go now. Why, Cisco, think those hombres walk back?
They might try to uncouple Senor Sawyer's car and let it roll back down grade, Pancho.
Cisco, fix those hombres.
Now we are coming around the point of the bluff, Pancho.
Huh?
Just a moment, we can see without... Ah, madre mía, that is just what those bandidos did.
Drink away from the last car, no?
Si, they uncoupled the car. Santos, look down the valley, Pancho.
I just see smoke down in the valley.
That smoke is from the express, Chico.
Express train, no?
It is coming up the grade behind the cattle train.
Huh?
Now look, that cattle car started back down the grade.
See, you fall on board the car, Chico.
Oh, those bandidos.
What we do, huh?
There's only one thing to do. That is to get on board that car and try to stop it with a handbrake. I will swing myself under the ladder.
Man, too far to swing on the ladder, Cisco.
See, you must not try it, Chico. Now, Diablo, around there. After the car, come on. Senor Ed! Senor Ed!
He has tried to stop the car, Cisco.
Perhaps he cannot get out of the car, Pancho. He may not know what to do. Diablo, come on.
Loco.
I don't know whether I can make it or not. Diablo, faster. Ha! If I can just get my hands on that ladder. See, I'm just going to make it.
Pancho, try it too, Cisco.
No, stay where you are, Pancho. There. Now, if only the brakes on this car are good, they must be good.
But Cisco has only a few moments to stop the car from crashing into the express. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, The Cattle Train. When Cisco learned that John Sawyer and Ed Beale had been beaten up by Barney Rankin's gang merely because Barney objected to Sawyer shipping his cattle on the same train with Barney's cattle, Cisco decided on action. He helped load his friend's longhorns into the last car. Then, suspecting skullduggery, followed the train upgrade. When Rankin and his gunman, Mose Dillon, uncoupled Sawyer's car, Cisco, riding Diablo hard, overtook the car and managed to swing aboard the ladder. Now...
Cisco, you get on board?
Si, Pancho.
Pancho, come on board too, Cisco.
No, do not try it, amigo.
Cisco.
That you, Cisco?
Si, Senor Beale.
What in thunder's going on here?
This car has been uncoupled from the train, senor. It's going downgrade.
Well, suffer in this night.
I have no time to talk to you. I must get to those brakes.
I'll be right with you. I can get out of here.
Cisco! Cisco! First, come up the tracks!
Say, Pancho! Santo, these brakes must be in working order. They must be.
She's gonna smash into us, Cisco! Sure as blazes, she's gonna smash into us!
Not if I can help it, senor! No, those brakes are taking hold.
Yes, they slow down, Cisco!
But I am not sure they've slowed down in time.
They're coming close, Cisco!
I'm doing all I can!
Mighty nice work, Cisco. But look, great thunder, look. That express stopped not more than 10 feet away.
That was too close for comfort, Senor Pio. My knees are weak.
Well, I ain't got no knees left.
Hey, what in blue blazes the idea of that runaway car?
We're coming right down, Senor Conductor.
You better come down here. We better do some fast explaining. Trying to wreck my express, huh?
No, no, Senor Conductor, we did not. But there is a certain coyote named Rankin who did try to. At least he ordered this car uncoupled from the cattle train ahead.
Rankin?
But... Look, I have no time to explain. Senor Beale will tell you the story. But will you do this? Will you couple on this cattle car and push it back up the grade and down into Valley River?
Well, this ain't no cattle train.
But it is an emergency. And I am very well acquainted with the western traffic manager of your railroad. Will you explain what happened, Senor Beale?
All right, Cisco.
Pancho, bring Diablo, Cisco.
Gracias, Pancho. Right now... I want just one thing, to get my hands on those two coyotes who cut that car loose. Pop, Diabacal!
Hold on, go now, get your hands on two coyotes!
Well, we did it, Mose.
Yeah, we sure did, boss. By now, that car's left the track on the curve, and there's a lot of dead cattle down in the canyon.
Yeah. Chances are Ed Beale's dead, too.
I hope he is.
Serves him right. If that'll show these small cattlemen around here they can't lock horns with Barney Rankin and get away with it.
Yeah. From now on, you'll have things all your own way, boss.
And that's the way I intend it to be. Oh, just one thing, though.
And what's that?
That blasted Cisco kid. He was riding full gallop after that runaway car the last glimpse I had of him.
What if he was?
What if he caught up with it and got aboard?
He didn't. That car was picking up speed with every turn of the wheels.
Yeah, but Cisco was getting mighty close to it.
Quit worrying, Barney. That car's wrecked right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose so.
Sure.
You know, speaking of cars, I'll be mighty glad to get off this one when we get to Valley River.
Yeah, the railroad ought to have something better than a cattle car for you to ride in, boss.
That's what I think, too. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to write to the railroad, and I'm going to tell them that the next time... Hey.
What?
A couple of riders just passed on the other side of this car.
A couple of riders?
Yeah, I just got a glimpse of them. I could swear that was the Cisco kid and his partner.
Ah, you must be seeing things, Barney.
No, that was them. I ain't nervous, Mose, you understand? And I'm counting on you and them guns of yours.
You almost catch up with the old Indians, Cisco.
Si. Been a long, hard pull for our horses, Pancho, but they made it. Now keep your eyes open. Those hombres may fire on us.
Pancho, keep Pancho's eyes open, Cisco.
A little farther, Diablo. That is good.
Señor Conductor!
You there in the camp?
Yeah. Well, Cisco, what in blazes you doing up here?
Right up to look at the view, no?
Tell your engineer to stop this train, Señor Conductor.
Stop the train? What for?
Because you have lost the rear car, that is why.
Hey, Joe, stop her. Stop her quick. Train's jumping Jupiter. You ain't joking, are you, Cisco?
I certainly am not joking.
Oh,
might be better to say... Rear car was lost for you.
See, the last car lost. Lost car last. What do you mean, anyway?
By Judas. 'Tis dawn, ain't it? And great Scott, the express was coming on behind us. We was to sidetrack at Valley River. And...
No harm was done, Senor Conductor.
Cisco get on the car, put on the brakes, and Cisco stopped the car.
You did, Cisco?
He did, Cisco.
I was lucky to be in time.
But how did he get that car uncoupled?
That is just the question I want to ask the two coyotes who are back in one of those cars. Which car is Rankin on Dillon?
Rankin? Cisco, you don't mean to say...
Which car are they on, Senor Conductor?
They was on the fifth car back, but...
Gracias.
That's the fifth car back, Cisco. Right ahead of us.
Si. Rankin! Dillon! Come out of that car!
Santos!
Down, quick, behind these rocks.
Come on in and get us, Cisco!
Yeah, just try it.
If you do not come out of there, I'm going to send some bullets in to get you. And these bullets will go through the slats of that car like paper.
No, don't shoot! You'll kill my cattle.
If I start shooting, hombre, I will kill more than your cattle.
Dad, bring them out, Cisco.
I am going to count to three before I start shooting. One.
Easy, Cisco.
Two.
All right, don't shoot. We'll come out.
I dare you to stand up and shoot it out, Cisco. I dare you to.
Pancho, keep your eye on Rankin.
Yes, Cisco. Pancho, keep both eyes on Rankin.
Come on out from behind them rocks, Cisco. He ain't yellow.
Yo, cause Cisco yellow, yo, yellow bandido, yo.
Get up, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco yellow.
I am coming out right now, Coyote.
Careful now, Cisco.
Now, what are you going to do, Dillon? I understand you have quite a reputation as a gunfighter.
You'll find out.
Well, I am waiting to find out. Or is it that you talk a lot but do nothing to back up the talk?
Yeah, yellow bandido, Cisco.
Go for your gun. No!
Cisco, do it again.
Shoot the gun out of my hand, will you? But you won't fight me bare fists.
All right, I'm waiting for you, Maverick.
You won't have to wait long.
You do mean business. But I too mean business. As you are about to find out.
I'll help you, Moose.
Here, Joe, get back, Joe.
Stand back, Pancho. Let him come in. I think I can make him sorry he did.
Get behind him, Barney.
Yeah. Oh, no. That will not work. First I punch for you. Now one for you. Then one on your jaw.
Ooh.
Finally one on your jaw.
Oh.
Have nice dreams, hombres.
Yes, Cisco, I reckon you're the fightingest fool I ever saw in all my born days.
Gracias, Senor Conductor. Now that Pancho and I have these two hombres, you may proceed with your train if you wish.
Well, I see the express is deadheading that cattle car ahead of it. I better wait and couple on again. But what are you going to do with them two?
Well, first we are going to take their guns.
Take their guns?
Then we are going to tie their arms in back of them.
Tie the arms in back of them.
And then we are going to make them walk ahead of us back to the town and the jail.
And the jail.
They face charges of assault with deadly weapons and intent to murder. The law will take care of them, Senor Conductor. Adios and good luck.
I sure am obliged to you, Cisco. You too, Pancho.
We are only repaying an old debt, Señor John.
Yeah. There's nothing to stop a runaway car.
Nothing, huh?
No, nothing. When Pancho tells Cisco what to do, Cisco do it.
Si, Pancho.
Yeah, just like that. But I am obliged because I couldn't meet Rankin's competition.
You will not have to worry about that hombre for some years to come, Señor John.
Rankin in a strong jail. And so the other hombre.
And by the time he gets out of jail, you'll be a power in the cattle business around here.
Well, I don't know. But if you're right, Cisco, I hope I'll always treat the other man right.
You will, senor. The dishonest men are far fewer than those who are honest. And you are honest. Well, until we see you again, Senor John, hasta la vista.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Now he rides out to help the marshal, no?
Si, amigo, to help the marshal.
What do we do after that?
Well, we have no plans, Chico. What would you like to do then?
Pancho, like to go to see Big Maria.
Oh, Big Maria, huh? I thought it was about time for you to speak of Big Maria again.
Yeah, Big Maria.
Well, what is she doing these days, Pancho?
Oh, she sells dogs, Cisco.
Oh, you mean she has a dog shop?
Yeah, she got a dog shop.
Well, is she doing well with the dog shop?
Oh, she do very well, Cisco. Big Maria, she's smarter than Pancho, see?
Oh? Well, how so, Pancho?
Say, you come in and say, Big Maria, I want a dog to guard my house.
He wanted a dog to guard his house, see?
So Big Maria sell him the biggest dog what she got.
And did the dog guard the senor's house?
No, Cisco. Burglars come in the house and take everything, and the big dog sleep.
Well, then I suppose the senor took the big dog back to Big Maria.
Si, and the senor say, dog no good, Big Maria. Give me my monies back.
All that is very interesting, Pancho, but I do not see that it makes Big Maria very smart.
Yeah, very smart, because Big Maria not give the senor his monies back.
Then what did Big Maria do?
She sell him a little dog to wake up the big dog.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, I see so!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns, and we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.